Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is exciting. Thanks, Joan. And thanks, Chris. I know you had to do a lot to make this happen. I don't know what it was, but I'm sure, sure it was a lot. So thank you. And I'm really excited to read with Fred and Ben, and who I just realized was my student. Well, he told me he was my student 20 years ago. And wow. So, and Amy Lee, Hallie. So this is extra exciting. So I thought I'd read a couple of new poems. This first poem is for Ed Ochester. After I found out that Ed died, I was supposed to do a reading in Atlantic City a couple days after that. And I didn't really want to go, and because I was upset, like all of us were. The reading went pretty well, but on the way home, I was in the Philadelphia airport, and I started crying in the airport, like a lot. And I was leaning up against the wall in the airport and just crying and crying. And, you know, I didn't want to be crying, but I was. And so I called Don and I said, "What should I do?" And he said, "Get something to eat." That's always his answer for everything. And it's not a bad answer. And so I got a big hoagie and this big bottle of water for $21 at the Philadelphia airport. And that night I had this dream. And this is the dream that I had. It's called Directions After Dying. If you want to find the resting stop between worlds, go to Rapid City, North Dakota, not south. You'll see a flagpole on a hill with a jacket flying in the wind, a lightweight polyester, the kind that flies sideways. You can put your jacket there. That's the whole thing. That's what I mean. I don't really know what it means exactly, but it was a dream. And it felt real. You know those dreams that feel real. So I got a past life reading at this rock shop in Point Breeze called Ceremonial. That's the rock shop. And I wasn't intending to get a past life reading, but I just did, and this is about that. Riding shotgun with my body, I passed the Bang Bang Salon after a past life reader told me I was the eldest son of a family in the late 1700s. It was a wagon wheel death. She said I was a star seed from another place. I turned the corner to Bottom Feeder Books, said, "I just had a past life reading. I'm feeling a little floaty." Ryan at Bottom Feeders said, "Okay, feel free to look around." I was riding shotgun with my body on the lookout for bandits holding my strong box of fire messages. I opened Camino Road to page 65. I've been preoccupied with eruption today. Well, yes, every time I touch it. Nikki the reader had said, "Name the spirit on your shoulder and rename it when you grow, from ex-rebel killer to wild empowered dragon." Ryan has a great smile. I bought Camino Road by Rene Green and Gasoline by Corso. "Take a sword and slash away the unneeded parts of the past," Nikki said. There was a tiara in my tarot reading and a hunk of malachite in my pocket. I was awake in my dream discussing the dream of rocket ships. I almost bought Love is a Pie, but got dinner instead. So I'm going to read a poem from Sky Dog, which is my chapbook that was published by Lefty Blondie Press. And you probably know that Amy Lee Hineland, sitting over there, who's going to read soon, is the editor and publisher of Lefty Blondie, along with Marguerite Sargent. And it's a great press, and you need to go online and read about it and submit to it. And I'm so honored to be a part of it. So I'm going to read a poem here. The Drawbridge. Spelling and grammar want me to use bulkheads instead of fuckheads. And although I like bulk, there's nothing like the smack of a fuckhead. Like Jack White, who says technology is a big destroyer of emotion and truth. I dream of sledgehammering computers, jumping on them, then throwing the detritus out the window, feeling my own gunfire, because who wants a watered-down heart? People call me dark, but a world without dark is just half a world. I know you understand. There's a bridge between us. Can you see it? Didn't you ever want to tear something down, smash it to make the parts talk their battered talk, the stabbing edges and burning colors, the love compressed in the steel beam and the raging yellow flame? I've been dead 1,000 years, and I never tired of the dying waving me away, that last hand lifted between them and me, that raised drawbridge of power, that sweet breeze of that's enough. So I have this is the galleys for my new book, Drag Stripping. I don't have any to sell or give you, but I thought I would read one poem from here, a title poem, which actually was the one online, but has a new name now. So this is the title poem, Drag Stripping. So there's a lot of different kinds of drag in here. Drag as in being held back, drag as in drag strip, drag as in drag club, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to buy the book. But drag stripping. I met a stripper on my first visit to the Big West. Sitting on a hill in Marin, I was wearing a black, red, yellow plaid shirt. She wore something more open, loose, sleeveless. Her knees to her chest, she was pulling at the brown California grass, throwing it back down. I loved looking at her plain brown hair falling over the side of her face. I was still wearing women's clothes and shoes, but I made myself a believer that day. Her thick belt, heavy boots, brown eyes. The way she looked at me until I had to look away. She was boy, and I hadn't met anyone like her yet. Look at her blue shirt. She opened me the way she tore at the grass hard, then threw it. We walked the hills in Marin. I wanted to be like her. I wanted to be her. I couldn't even say what she had, but I wanted it. Our time lasted only weeks, but her face still comes to me. I made myself a queen that day. Inside, I felt the turning diamonds of a life not lived, someone else's life, now mine. Holding the vision heavy as mud, I thought, just a push into my bleeding heart. I could feel the brass screws of the rail's underside, a train running without me. I could feel the spikes and the crosscuts, and I came alive in the fading light and the sky full of birds, and I did, and it was fierce and wild and back to the wall scary. It was off on whenever she was there. I was a blank slate with a hard body. It was everything I wanted. Someone to kiss me nice and slow, then slam me onto the ground's body. It would be years until I knew her, knew that part of me as I searched the secondhand stores for men's clothing, men's size 7 shoes, looking for the boy man in me. I don't believe in salvation, but look at her body stripping, jerking to one side, head bent. Hair covers her face, breasts large and moving, her thickness wet with boy sweat between her legs, a strip shot across a pitch black stage, flash of a woman running her show. However she wants you, she can have you. Half of a whole body stripping for you, the body divided against itself in beauty. I made myself a man watching her. The strip shot breaks apart into millions of shut back stars, cutting the night apart in her cross-cut body, hard and lovely. Some people say half isn't anything, but it will drive an ocean back to the center. She'll take your money and you'll thank her in the cage of your body, drowning in the stripping, loving the shot back body, dear ghost of everything you wanted, jerking you into pleasure, jerking you into your own story with a strip shot of ammo to the vulva, triangle of light, triangle of her, the wrapper, three sides of lust, the fuck field, the fourth eye. I saw the future in her body, but I didn't know my questions. All that came out of my mouth were birds. Thank you.